Welcome to the weekly We Are LA Tech Remix episode.
I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
My name is Esprit Devorah, born and raised LA, and I created We Are LA Tech in 2012 to unify the community. Podcast launched in 2014, continuing to help people find the best talent, to connect with each other, to form awesome relationships. So proud of this show. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Tutis. I'm the head of community at Grid 110, which is a startup accelerator and nonprofit in Los Angeles that focuses on supporting early stage entrepreneurs. I'm also the managing director at Girls in Tech Los Angeles, which is a nonprofit focused on supporting women in technology and entrepreneurship. I am based in downtown Los Angeles. Yes, so I absolutely love everything about Grid 110, the team, the work that we do. So for those who are not familiar with Grid 110, we are a startup accelerator and nonprofit organization here in Los Angeles. A startup accelerator accelerates companies. So we work with early stage entrepreneurs, small business owners, and help them get to the next stage. So entrepreneurship can be a very lonely and overwhelming journey, especially for first-time entrepreneurs or solo entrepreneurs. So what we do at Grid 110 is we provide a curriculum for 3 months that founders can go through to help them accelerate their business and help them get to the next stage, whether that's funding related, hiring related, or just taking that next big step. And what drew me to Grid 110, so I joined the team back in 2019, but I had known about Grid 110 years before that and was a big fan and advocate and volunteered for some of their events. And what drew me was so many things. I mean, number one, the team is incredible. If you've had the chance to work with Mickey, who is the CEO of Grid 110, and the rest of the team, but the impact that they're truly making in the LA tech and startup community is absolutely incredible. The diversity of founders that they work with is also what drew me into the role and what's made my job my favorite job that I've had so far.
I mean, Mickey Reynolds has had the most extraordinary impact on the Los Angeles tech community. She is the most authentic community builder. I don't think Mickey community builds to build a network. I think she community builds because she cares and to serve. And that is just such a gem of a human being. And so, of course, we're all attracted to Grid 110. She's an extraordinary leader. Yeah.
She's incredible.
What does leading community, your role at Grid 110, look like on a day-to-day?
On a practical level, what that looks like is taking a lot of calls with founders and helping them through the nitty-gritty of entrepreneurship. Sometimes that means helping them prioritize their workload or answering questions about hiring, building a culture. On a larger level, though, what I'm really passionate about in my role is when it comes to building community, inclusion is important to me. I know there's a lot of talk, especially in the tech community, about diversity and inclusion. And I think there's been more and more of an emphasis on the diversity part, where companies are actively trying to get more diverse talent. But unfortunately, I feel like some of the inclusion part is missing, where once you do have that talent or once you do have a diverse community, how do you build a safe environment for people to actually flourish? So at Grid 110, I think a lot about, okay, we have a very diverse community, but what are the things that we can do to help them feel safe, to help them feel welcomed? It's little things and it's little touches, being very much aware of, I'll give an example. If we have a lot of parent entrepreneurs, you know, one season, being aware of when we provide a lot of workshops or events and the times that we offer them, because they might overlap with when they have to pick up their kids from school or bring them to bed. So it's just being aware and having empathy with the things that you plan and put out.
Hey everyone, this is Kehi from Rad Reads. I'm the creator and founder of the newsletter, blog, and online teaching platform. Rad Reads is your guide to living a productive and examined life. I am based in Manhattan Beach. The customer for Rad Reads, I would say, is kind of a hard-charging, overachieving knowledge worker. It could be an investment person, an entrepreneur, a small business owner, another internet creator. And what Rad Reads is it really leads with my story, which was I worked really hard to get this thing, which was like this title on Wall Street, and I got it. And nothing in my life changed. I wasn't happy. And so I started Rad Reads as a self-inquiring exercise that was like, wait a minute. Since I was like 10 years old, I've been told if I get good grades, if I make money and I have a decent job and own my own home, I'll be happy. And I was a very nerdy 10-year-old, 12-year-old. And so I spent 20 years kind of following that plan and doing it judiciously.
Right.
And every time one of those milestones hit, yeah. I got this wave of happiness and joy and peace. And then it would come crashing back down. And I wasn't unhappy, but I was just kind of comfortably numb.
Right.
And so when I quit, Rad Reads started as me exploring why I felt that way. And I didn't think anyone would care. I had no audience. I was not an internet person, 36 friends. And what it turned out is a lot of people shared those feelings in different parts of the trajectory. Some were graduating college, about to start on that trajectory at Google or whatever. And others were 60-year-olds, a year from retirement, struggling with the questions of identity. Who am I without my career? Who am I without my work? Why am I still scared of running out of money? And so it kind of like catered to that. Kind of very accidental. Everything about my entrepreneurial career is accidental. I will own that. And so that is the audience where they're hard charging, but they have what I call the pebble in their shoe.
Right.
Where it's like something's off. There's like a pebble in their shoe, but it's not annoying enough to stop, diagnose, take the pebble out, put the shoe back on. And it's just kind of like, I'm going to just keep walking, but deep in my soul, I know something's off.
That term comfortably numb, I've never heard that before. And I think that's so powerful, comfortably numb. Mm. So many
people believe it's a Zeppelin song. I'm not,
is it?
I didn't get it from that. Someone told me after. I'm not a classic rock person.
Your story of the beginning of Rad Reads reminds me a lot of how Product Hunt started.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Hoover.
Yeah. He just sent a bunch of tools that he likes to some friends. And they're like, oh, yeah. Can you send us this more?
You'd be surprised, Esri. That is how a lot of, there is that view of entrepreneurship where it's just the thing that comes out of you. Right. And, I think of in New York, the infatuation, Shmooey and I forget his partner's name. They just loved eating. And they wrote about it and they sold it for gosh knows how many money, how much money. So I think it is a path of entrepreneurship.
Hi, what's up? This is Mike Cherico from Yapa. I'm a senior vice president of business development. We are trying to make the internet a kinder, nicer place to engage. Yapa is based in Marina Del Rey. Well, we are based in LA for obvious reasons. It's the yoga and pressed juice. I kid. I don't know why LA. I'm a third generation Los Angelino. My grandfather was born here. My mom has spent her whole life here. I love LA. So there's so much talent. There's so many smart, hardworking, intelligent, just driven people in the LA community. It's really inspiring to be here in LA where people are trying to disrupt the technology status quo. And I don't know. I love LA. It's home for me. So like, I wouldn't want to work anywhere else.
And favorite thing to do in LA?
Oh, my favorite thing to do in Los Angeles is to go to the taco truck. There's so many good tacos. King Taco is actually not in a truck. It's right down the street from me. There's probably one in your neighborhood too. I mean, the tacos in LA, right? Am I wrong? Like,
so
I
King
think that's
Taco.
One of the best things. King Taco is close and near and dear to my heart. Also being from LA, I like skateboarding and snowboarding. I love getting out in nature. And, you know, people maybe think of LA as just this like urban jungle and concrete jungle, but the mountains are like 20 minutes away. And of course the beaches are awesome too. If you're not getting in touch with nature, are you even living in LA? I don't know.
And a hike that you recommend?
Oh boy. Is it cliche to say Runyon is a hike I recommend? I think, okay. Well, I mean, I really like, there's a hike that goes from Griffith Park up to the observatory. It's very short and it's quick and it puts you at the observatory. And I think that is an awesome hike. And Runyon is always fun just to people watch.
Best must go to restaurant.
Okay. Must go to restaurant. If I'm not getting tacos at King Taco, I'm a huge burger aficionado. There's so many good cheeseburgers all over Los Angeles. I really like Stout. There's one in Hollywood and Santa Monica as well. Not just for the burgers, but for their bread pudding. But my absolute favorite burger and restaurant in all of Los Angeles is Father's Office.
Oh yeah.
Their hamburger is amazing. Life-changing. If you've never had a Father's Office hamburger, run, don't walk. There's a really small Father's Office in Santa Monica. There's a bigger one in Culver City, and they just opened one downtown. Father's Office, if you're listening, send me burgers for that plug.
I just moved to LA. You must ...
If you just moved to Los Angeles, you have to go to the Hollywood Walk of Fame and watch all the crazy people in front of the Man Chinese Theater. It's not even called Man Chinese Theater. Anyways, go to the Hollywood Walk and take selfies with a raggedy looking Spider-Man or other superhero that are hustling out in front of Hollywood, and maybe do the same thing at Venice Beach. I think those are probably the two most exciting, fun places. Definitely. If you've never been to LA to go see.
Join thousands of people in LA Tech on our We Are LA Tech Facebook group, where you can discover events, job opportunities, and even housing. Go to wearelatech.com/community. We'll take you straight there. That's wearelatech.com/community.
The best business resource I have is my mentor's private Facebook group. I've never found a community that cares more about one another's success. It inspired me to create the same thing for podcasters. If you're a tech company or startup looking to grow your podcast audience, I created GetPodcastListeners.com, a private group specifically to discover how other podcasters have grown their audiences so we could do the same. Check out GetPodcastListeners.com. That's GetPodcastListeners.com.
The We Are LA Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora.
With help from Janice Geronimo.
Edited by Corey Jennings.
Production and voiceover by Adam Carroll.
Music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The We Are LA Tech podcast is a wearetech.fm production.